Net Zero Navigator 2025, 11th June 2026, by Melanie Clark. Posts table. Source: Mighty Commission survey of 100 respondents at senior manager level and above, with responsibility for sustainability in companies of 1,000 plus employees. Post table. Net Zero Navigator 2025, expert decarbonization predictions for the year ahead. These predictions are now a bit old. This was our Net Zero Navigator 2025. But you can find out if we got them right and read our latest predictions in our new 2026 version. 2025 Decarbonization Predictions. Contributors, forward. The next 12 months will be a litmus test of global resolve to decarbonize. 2025 will be a pivotal year for net zero. Global geopolitical uncertainty is sure to shape sustainability in the year ahead. The forthcoming Trump administration's expected retreat from green initiatives and the new EU Commission's narrower focus on climate policy may weaken the global net zero agenda. Meanwhile, economic stagnation, persistent inflation, and supply chain disruptions risk delaying net zero projects and increasing transition costs. COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, might have fallen short of delivering the consensus many hoped for, although its financial commitments were a step forwards. But COP30 in Belém, Brazil, will be the moment of truth. Nations will have to present credible, well-funded plans to meet the 1.5 degree Celsius target set out in the Paris Agreement. So the next 12 months will be a litmus test of global resolve to decarbonize. Hear more from Josh. Renewable energy has gained ground. Transition to renewables has reached a critical point. Organizations and governments are recognizing the security and cost advantages of renewable energy. Despite this shift, there's been a modest resurgence in fossil fuel reliance, as some organizations hedge against grid inefficiencies and renewable project delays. One of this year's Net Zero Navigator predictions highlights that, with grid infrastructure struggling to keep pace with demand, nuclear energy is emerging as a potential key player in the net zero race. Tech companies, faced with rising energy needs from digitization and AI, are increasingly looking to nuclear solutions. This multi-technology approach is becoming essential as organizations balance immediate energy requirements with long-term sustainability goals. Net zero is a government priority. The UK government has consistently stressed the link between net zero investment and economic opportunity, framing decarbonisation as a catalyst for reindustrialisation, job creation and growth. Steps taken include lifting the onshore wind ban, reforming grid processes, and accelerating renewable project connections. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's commitment to achieving 95% clean power by 2030 signals a clear direction, but now government needs to deliver. Labour's parliamentary majority offers political stability, creating opportunities for organisations to leverage this momentum and align their strategies with government plans. Aligning net zero ambition with investment will be key. As noted in another of this year's predictions, organisations that have implemented initial decarbonisation measures are now grappling with tougher questions: where to invest next, and how to justify those investments. Given the economic climate, securing funding for long-term transformation is increasingly difficult. To build stronger business cases, organizations must highlight the broader value of decarbonization. Rather than framing initiatives purely around emissions reduction, the focus should shift to other benefits, such as enhancing asset value or technology innovation. The advice offered is worth following. Flexible, phased investment strategies that integrate decarbonisation with wider business objectives are key to maintaining momentum. And as carbon reporting becomes more sophisticated, organisations will gain clearer insights into their climate impact and the ROI of net zero projects. This transparency is essential for boards and shareholders, and also for driving accountability and innovation. Climate awareness must turn into action. Adapting to long-term challenges, such as extreme weather events, is often seen as secondary to more immediate concerns. Many organizations simply aren't yet ready to fully confront the reality of events like flooding. This approach is unsustainable. Moving from climate mitigation to adaptation is critical. Organizations must prepare for the inevitable impacts of flooding, heat waves, and other disruptions. Again, the advice offered is worth following. Deploying capital to build resilience will not only future-proof operations, but also create sustainable long-term value. This is your opportunity to forge ahead. The insights and advice in this year's Net Zero Navigator will help you navigate uncertainty and take steps towards a sustainable future. It's not just about maintaining progress, it's about transforming ambition into impact. Use the information in this report to get a head start. 2. Energy. Be a leader. Future-facing organizations will move towards 24/7 carbon-free energy. Following the introduction of flexible energy in the 1980s and PPAs in the 2000s, the energy industry's third major revolution is 24/7 carbon-free energy produced from resources that don't create carbon emissions. And future-facing organizations like Google, Microsoft, Vodafone UK, and AstraZeneca are leading the way with high-profile carbon-free commitments. Green. Energy might not be that green. Did you know the energy organizations use from renewable sources is only truly green 30-60% of the time? That's because renewable energy certificates aren't time-stamped, so there's no way of knowing when the renewable energy is produced. If the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing, your organization could still be consuming brown energy. Increased scrutiny has sparked a movement towards buying and using energy straight from source, so there's no doubt about its origins. This is 24/7 carbon-free energy. Carbon-free means greater control. Being reliant on the grid makes your organization vulnerable to market fluctuations, which are less predictable and more extreme than ever before. 24/7 carbon-free energy means every kilowatt hour of electricity consumption is from sources that do not emit CO2 or other greenhouse gases. It goes beyond using renewable energy sources, emphasizing the need for consistent energy production around the clock. Moving towards a 24/7 carbon-free approach will provide energy independence and more control. This enables better prediction of costs and reduced emissions. Don't let good be the enemy of perfect. Gone are the days of empty green promises. It's time to innovate and deliver. All organizations should be pursuing 24/7 carbon-free energy. Those who leave change until the last minute will be left behind. But remember, we're all on a journey, and perfection is the enemy of progress. At this point, anything you can do to close the gap is a step in the right direction. Start by understanding your energy usage. Matching your organization's energy usage with the baseload requires strategic collaboration with your energy supplier. It means you can also optimize costs and drive greater energy efficiency, balancing a carbon-free approach with affordability and security of supply. To do so, follow this three-step process with the help of an expert partner if required. Start by understanding your energy usage and apply AI to gain deeper insights. First, conduct an audit to determine how much energy your organization uses and when, then work to reduce your consumption. AI is a useful way to forecast future energy use. This can be mapped against typical generation from the grid, while factoring in the weather and energy generation patterns that might impact supply and demand. So don't overlook AI's role in developing your energy strategy. Consider renewable energy options to generate your own supply, such as solar or wind power. If your organization uses gas, electrification is an option. A combined heat and power CHP system fueled by biomethane or hydrogen offers an alternative. For 24/7 carbon-free energy, you'll also need sufficient battery storage for excess energy. This can be used when renewable energy sources aren't generating, for example, due to lack of sunlight. Ultimately, the most impactful action could be adapting operations to use less energy. The cheapest kilowatt hour is the one you don't use. Here from Elliot Key, takeaway. To reduce carbon emissions, scrutinize your energy supply and use. Make a plan to reduce consumption while introducing alternative, carbon-free energy options and battery storage. AI will be critical to reducing energy consumption, but some caution is needed. The AI explosion over the past 12 months has generated ever-growing demand for energy capacity to power data centers. Last year, I predicted that powering the technology of tomorrow affordably would be tough without the right energy strategy. Indeed, energy prices have remained the number one challenge for organizations. Our latest research shows 57% of senior managers name rising energy costs as their biggest energy-related concern over the next 5 years. those refining their energy strategy must consider how to embrace AI while balancing energy cost, security, and sustainability. Number one, the availability and reliability of renewable energy sources is the top challenge cited by senior managers in reducing their organization's reliance on fossil fuels. The facts. Global electricity demand has almost doubled from 2000 to 2023. 40% of the world's electricity came from carbon-free sources in 2023. Global renewable capacity is expected to grow 2.7x by 2030. 3. Strategy. Avoid the net zero catch-22. Savvy sustainability stakeholders will approach decarbonization holistically. When short-termism rules the boardroom, it's tempting to focus on decarbonization measures offering quick payback versus more costly yet transformative changes. But the trick to getting larger investments across the line is positioning both as part of an overarching strategy. Short-term thinking is hindering net zero progress. Our latest research shows most senior managers, 99%, claim their organization has already implemented quick wins to accelerate decarbonization. In fact, 41% believe they've exhausted options. Thus, further progress means focusing on time-consuming, costly, or otherwise challenging measures. But 78% report difficulty securing capital expenditure to fund transformation projects, such as air heating decarbonization. This requires changing not only the heat source to a solution like ground, air, or water source, but also changing distribution of the heat and the thermal performance of the entire building. Some such technologies are expensive, and unwillingness to invest is exacerbated by reduced fiscal incentives, such as subsidies, grants, or tax relief, and the impact of geopolitical instability. Organizations find themselves in a net zero catch-22. Sustainability stakeholders face a paradox. Smaller tactical improvements are easier to sign off and deliver in isolation, but failing to position them as part of a holistic strategy can undermine the business case for larger investments. Though initially impressive, cost-saving measures like increased energy efficiency soon become the norm. Later, when presenting a separate business case for more significant investment, it's less convincing to mitigate costs with these forgotten savings. Sustainability stakeholders must take an integrated, long-term view. Present decarbonization measures as part of a holistic strategy rather than a series of one-off projects. This enables you to demonstrate and later evidence how a combination of initiatives delivers impact greater than the sum of its parts. Planning for transformation now means you can introduce changes as soon as costs come down. It takes 4 to 5 years for new technologies to become affordable. So, take a phased approach, even if that means adding 5 years to the likes of your heat decarbonization or EV transport plan. Take stakeholders on the journey with you. Paint a clear vision for transformation that incorporates quick wins and larger investments. Make phased, progressive commitments. Demonstrate how immediate changes mitigate the longer payback period of bigger investments. Hear more from Mike Key Takeaway. Positioning low and high investment measures as part of an integrated strategy lets you demonstrate the impact of combined initiatives, encouraging greater buy-in. Organizations that reduce emissions will increase their bottom line. My words from last year still ring true today. Organizations often fail to invest in energy efficiency due to a lack of understanding of the benefits rather than a lack of capital. We found that 78% of senior managers say securing capital expenditure to fund transformation projects is a barrier to achieving net zero. There's still a need for education. Sustainability stakeholders must help your wider organization understand cost benefits of ESG investment. Position transformational spending as an opportunity rather than a risk, improving your organization's bottom line through greater efficiency and self-sufficiency. 63% of senior managers believe their organization is being very ambitious in addressing climate change. The facts: 59% of UK businesses cited high costs as a moderate or significant barrier to reaching net zero. The UK's energy supply could require more than £900 billion in capital expenditure to achieve net zero by 2050. Nearly one-third of sustainability experts in large businesses are struggling to make the internal business case for net zero. 4. Legislation. Don't wait. Smart organisations will get ahead of government plans by making tactical improvements now. After a year of political uncertainty, Labour's election has reignited progress towards a low-carbon future. In this transition period, big-picture progress can seem slow, but organisations have the power to make improvements. The future looks green. With Prime Minister Keir Starmer pledging an 81% cut to UK emissions by 2035, it appears the Labour government has big ambitions and is moving in the right direction. Recent initiatives include launching a publicly owned National Energy System Operator, NESO, and delivering 17 clean energy projects by expanding solar and offshore wind farms. These upgrades will make the UK more self-sufficient, strengthening energy security and reducing our reliance on overseas power, while stabilising prices to combat inflation and price hikes. This may well address the fact British businesses paid 27.7 pence per kilowatt hours for electricity in 2023, compared to 16.4 pence in France and 17.5 pence in Germany. But change will take time. Infrastructure delays are slowing progress. Though Labour pledged to reinstate the 2030 electric vehicle deadline, by which all new vans and cars sold in Great Britain must be zero emission, they haven't confirmed the change. Charge point operators, CPOs, have therefore been slow to roll out infrastructure, creating investment uncertainty and slowing EV adoption. Meanwhile, any organisation needing a new grid connection, whether for EV charging, a new location, or an expansion, is being thwarted by logistical challenges. These include legal infrastructure considerations like getting planning approvals or crossing land owned by third parties. Persistent materials shortages also make it harder to get projects off the ground. So right now, it's often a struggle to access any energy, let alone green energy. The government, Ofgem and grid operators are working to accelerate progress through their Connections Action Plan, but change won't happen overnight. Green skills problem must be solved. Lack of green skills also poses a problem. While the apprenticeship levy encourages organisations to invest in training, in practice, it doesn't enable local green upskilling or growing the necessary workforce. Firstly, because it only covers training for apprentices rather than existing staff. Plus, the levy doesn't cover the cost of many relevant courses. It remains to be seen how government will address these issues. Make tactical improvements now. Keep in mind the issues I've mentioned are market-wide, and don't be discouraged. Focus on what you can control and move forward with tactical improvements to your energy system. For example, create efficiencies by maintaining and upgrading your high-voltage networks. Or explore on-site generation and battery storage to reduce exposure to the grid. You could even look at creating returns from existing assets, like generating income by opening EV chargers to the public. Hear more from our experts. Key takeaway: now's the time to invest in and maintain your energy infrastructure and find opportunities to monetize existing assets. Despite issues with EV infrastructure, proceeding with confidence will be essential to meet transition deadlines. Last year, our research showed senior managers were concerned about the shortage of public and accessible EV charging. According to our latest research, these worries haven't abated. 36% of senior managers say infrastructure upgrades, such as implementing EV charging facilities, are one of their biggest energy concerns, second only to rising energy costs. Uncertainty around EVs might not be going away, but the road to net zero must include carbon-free transport. 37% of senior managers say they don't have clarity regarding the net zero regulations that will apply to their organisation in the next 5 years. The facts: since 2008, a medium-sized business's fuel bill has increased by 230% in the UK, compared to a 150% increase across the EU and UK combined. The UK's energy import bill more than doubled between 2021 and 2022, surging to £117 billion. There are currently £200 billion-plus worth of projects sitting in the grid connections queue, and around 40% of them face a wait of at least a year. 5. Estates and infrastructure. Take precautions. Wise organisations will use the latest technology to safeguard against extreme climate events. The increasing frequency and severity of extreme weather events has impacted many organisations' operations, resources, risk management, reputation, and financials. And it's only going to get worse, with extreme rainfall predicted by the Met Office to be 4 times as frequent by 2080 and parts of the UK potentially experiencing 40 degrees Celsius days every 3 to 4 years. Climate resilience for the built environment should be a priority. The onus will be on organisations to prove how they're preparing for extreme weather events, or they'll face regulatory and financial consequences. On top of increasingly burdensome climate regulations, insurers are expected to start setting premiums based on organisations' readiness for climate change. Facilities managers will therefore play a critical role in building and evidencing a robust climate strategy. Predict and prepare for extreme weather events. Intelligence-led predictive maintenance has always been the holy grail for reducing costs. Installing sensors and feeding the data into predictive AI models can detect small changes that signal potential failure, preempting maintenance and improving assets' uptime. Climate resilience relies on such preventative action. Don't wait until the worst happens. Test your climate risk assessments and continuity disaster plans. This includes your data and technology strategy, supply chain resilience, employee training, and emergency protocol. Could your tech-dependent organization cope with a power outage? If not, put measures in place to make sure it can. Invest in physical infrastructure to withstand extreme weather. Make investments in physical infrastructure and natural defenses to protect buildings against extreme weather. This includes everything from addressing colleague discomfort and equipment failures due to hot or cold offices, to water and structural damage, power outages, access issues, and other hazards. Solutions include better insulation, sustainable drainage systems, including green roofs, permeable paving, rain gardens and detention ponds, climate-resilient ventilation and air conditioning, and choosing materials that can withstand fluctuating temperatures. You may also consider thermal energy storage, TES, which enables buildings to store energy, such as that generated from renewable sources, or cheaper electricity bought off-peak for later use. Examples include solar water walls, where water-filled containers are used instead of concrete or brick, and double-skin facades, which can improve a building's thermal energy performance. This reduces the energy required for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC, during extreme weather. Hear more from James Key, Takeaway. Increase your organization's climate resilience by developing your decarbonization strategy. Data and technology will play a critical role in an effective approach. By reducing water consumption, organizations can tap into a quick win that gives a competitive advantage. Water conservation is key in tackling climate change and extreme weather, like flooding and rising sea levels. Yet it often remains overlooked. Even though cleaning and pumping water uses a lot of energy and contributes significantly to UK carbon emissions. Our latest research shows only 42% of senior managers have implemented water-saving measures, and 31% say they lack comprehensive assessments of the climate risk to their site and operations. Water could be the secret weapon to help organizations reach net zero, but work remains to unlock its full potential. 91% of senior managers say their organization is using technologies such as AI, digital twinning, or predictive maintenance to build climate resilience. The facts: 2023 was the UK's second warmest, seventh wettest, and 22nd sunniest year. UK insurers paid out a record £1.4 billion during Q2 2024, primarily due to weather-related catastrophes such as fires and flooding. Nearly 3 in 5, 56% businesses, reported they're not concerned about the impact of climate change on their business. 6. Carbon reporting. Share the responsibility. Democratizing your carbon data will be key to achieving net zero. Amid rising pressures from regulatory frameworks, commercial requirements, and stakeholder scrutiny, demand for accurate, transparent carbon reporting is greater than ever. A strong sustainability profile is vital for your organization's reputation. Stumbling blocks still exist. Organizations face many hurdles in delivering reliable carbon reporting. Data accuracy remains a challenge. Ideally, organizations would have access to real-time, granular carbon data, but many still rely on estimates and averages. Then there's transparency. Audit-grade carbon reporting will soon be expected to match the rigor of financial reporting. Addressing Scope 3 supply chain emissions is complex, industry-specific, and often outside an organization's direct control. Even establishing a basic understanding of supply chain emissions is a substantial first step. And as we reported last year, the hidden costs and admin of carbon reporting remain a challenge. Be patient. Your efforts will pay off. Getting all your data in one place might take a lot of work up front, but it's absolutely worthwhile. A single dataset will save time in the long run, making it quicker and easier to measure progress, monitor compliance, and forecast needs. This time and insight can be used for strategic decision-making, guiding everything from supplier requirements to employee travel policies. Carbon reporting must move beyond the boardroom. Carbon reporting must become dynamic, decentralized, and embedded into everyday operations. To achieve this, you need to drive carbon literacy at every level of your organization through meaningful metrics. Replace abstract figures with relatable metrics like carbon emissions per employee or units of revenue. Carbon budgets. These should guide emissions reduction across departments, PEEK, with financial value assigned to every kilogram of carbon used. Accessible data. Give teams access to tailored emissions insights so they can understand their carbon impact. Increased ownership. Empower senior leaders to make departmental decarbonization decisions and see their real-time impact. Shared accountability. Link carbon reduction targets to individual performance reviews and incentives, making sustainability everyone's responsibility. Start small, but start now. Plan ahead, prioritizing your most pressing needs. Measure the impact of each initiative and scale your efforts over time. Starting sooner keeps costs and workloads manageable, paving the way for long-term progress. You don't have to do it all on day one, but if you only do the bare minimum, you'll only achieve the bare minimum. Your organization needs to have access to granular data in order to make targeted interventions that support your journey to net zero. This can be done through deployment of effective sub-metering and building energy management systems, BEMS, to provide asset-level insight and control. Our recommendation is to focus on developing a clear data acquisition strategy. Hear more from Catherine Key Takeaway. Reaching net zero requires more than board-level commitment. Make carbon data accessible, meaningful, and actionable to drive real change. Organizations laying the groundwork for smarter data collection and benchmarking will be better prepared for the energy market of the future. Dynamic benchmarking has indeed become a key focus for organizations. Our latest research reveals that confidence in decarbonization commitments remains high. 96% of senior managers view their organization's goals as somewhat or very ambitious. The same percentage believe they meet or exceed industry standards. However, the game has changed. Moving beyond ambitious targets, organizations must demonstrate progress and commit to measuring impact to quantify and communicate achievements transparently. The cost of implementing reporting systems was the top carbon reporting challenge cited by senior managers, followed by regulatory uncertainty and data transparency concerns. The facts: 46% of organizations report receiving requests for carbon data from customers or tender applications. Only 15% of businesses reporting climate data through CDP have a target to reduce indirect Scope 3 emissions. Businesses that verify their emissions by third-party auditors initially demonstrate higher carbon emissions, 13.7%, and intensities, 9.5%, but make more reductions in the future. Source: Mighty commissioned survey of 100 respondents at senior manager level and above, with responsibility for sustainability in companies of 1,000-plus employees. Ready to take decisive steps towards net zero? We deliver end-to-end energy and carbon solutions, from carbon accounting and net zero roadmaps to cost reduction, compliance, and digital decarbonization integration. Need help achieving your sustainability and regulatory goals? Fill in the form, and a member of the team will be right back to you.